TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes. This is the show that will inform and inspire you whether you're preparing for a pageant competition or just want to be an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. We want to help you make this year your best year ever. I'm really, really excited about today's show because I'm sharing with you something that I talk about with my private coaching contestants all the time, over and over again, the importance of making sure that you've developed a fabulous pageant image, especially for appearances. And on today's show, I've brought in some serious experts to help you make you look great. See, I'm so excited, I can't even talk about it. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that I am on Facebook, and you can follow me on Facebook, but please do not try to find my profile because I'm almost maxed out at 5,000 friends. Please look for the fan page, which is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. Just search on that, Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and you'll find the fan page. Press the little button at the top that says like in order to get all of the updates automatically and to hear about what's going on in the pageant world, and also to get inspirational and motivational bits of advice here and there throughout the week. So check me out on Facebook, Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and just click the little like link. I also want to let you know that I have already launched, and people have massively responded to my never been done before trick or treat sale. You know, it occurred to me last week as I was shopping in the stores. I was going into Walmart and Target, you know, where I'll do those Halloween, get ready for holiday shopping. And there's just tons and tons of goodies that bombard you the second you walk in the door. And I thought, you know what? It's kind of hard to resist those. How can I keep pageant contestants on track during the holiday seasons? And so what I did was I decided to offer my Mastering the Pageant audio CD at a never been seen before price for my trick or treat sale. Now, just like the jack-o'-lanterns are going to expire on Halloween, this price expires on Halloween. You get my audio CD, which has recordings of the 3-series teleseminar, plus you get the transcript so you can actually print it out and flip through it for quick reference. And normally, it's almost $100 to buy it, and you can get it now for $49. So click on the graphic that says Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio CD. It'll take you to the shopping cart. You don't have to enter a code. That price is already set up for you, but it's going to expire at midnight on October 31st. So don't miss out on my trick-or-treat sale because it's going to help you be pageant fab at your next pageant. Well, as I mentioned, today is a very, very special day because we have an absolute killer lineup of experts for you. You know, in the past, it's been the case that judges and pageant directors really only had visibility to us during our pageant weekend. So we could be making our appearances and going about our everyday life of attending events and this and that, and really not feel like we absolutely had to be our very best at our appearances. But in today's world of pageantry, with blogging and social media such as Facebook, and let's be honest, the pageant industry, the pageant community is everywhere on Facebook. When you post pictures of yourself, not only is the national or international level director probably seeing those photos, but it's possible that one of your pageant judges is. As a matter of fact, it's possible that 2 or 3 of your pageant judges are seeing that. Most pageants have a judging philosophy that includes 2 to 3 pageant individuals. These are people from the pageant community. And it's quite possible that you or someone you know is a friend on Facebook, or they're watching you on your blog, and so you don't realize that they're seeing how you look for every single appearance. And I can tell you that when I'm working with my private coaching students, I go on their Facebook pages and I go on their blogs and I tell them no, 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 and make them take those pageant photos down where they do not look their very pageant best. So today I've brought in some experts to help you understand the importance of developing your pageant image. And today we're talking specifically about your appearance image. This is not your competition image. This is not what you're wearing for interview or orientation or on stage. This is your appearance image. And I'm bringing on as my very first guest, I'm so excited that she's back with us today, the fabulous Lane Berry. Lane Berry is most well known for being a former Mrs. International, but she's been quietly dressing elite contestants from all over the country in all the major pageant systems for several years now. To check out her boutique, and I mean, it's just fabulous stuff. The pieces that she's got in for fall are just amazing. I got a sneak preview last weekend, and I'm just telling you, I want them all. Her shop is called The Royal We, located in Conway, Arkansas, just outside of Little Rock, and Lane is single-handedly turning Conway, Arkansas into a pageant mecca. So please welcome back to the show Lane Berry. Hi, Lane.
Hi, Valerie. How are you this morning?
I'm good. We're so thrilled to have you here again. And, you know, everybody is just flocking to Conway now to benefit from your styling advice. And I do have to ask you, I got that sneak peek of the new gowns and cocktails that you got last week. When are you going to be posting them so everyone can see them?
I have the photographer coming this afternoon, so hopefully by the end of the week, everybody will be able to see the new Royal We Black Label collection. I can't wait.
It's really exciting. And can you give them your website? The website is royal-we.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
So by the end of the week, early next week, everybody, you have to check out the website, royal-we.com. You're going to want to get your order in right away because these pieces are amazing, and you're going to want to make sure nobody else sneaks away with them. Well, Lane, today, of course, we're talking about appearance attire. And, you know, as I mentioned at the top of the show, a lot of contestants are going to appearances in what I might categorize as not pageant fab. So are there some rules of thumb? Let's just take a daytime appearance. So I'm making a daytime appearance. Are there some rules of thumb that you can give for contestants on how they should be thinking through their pageant attire?
Absolutely. I think the thing to me, Valerie, that's most important is that every contestant needs to remember that although this may be her 100th appearance, this will be the first and perhaps the only time that many of the individuals who are attending that event have the opportunity to be exposed to Miss Teen Mrs. Title Holder X. So you are making a first impression every single time you walk out the door. So in light of that, it is always best to be the best dressed person at every event. And that's what I tell my clients every single day. That should be your goal every time you step out the door, that you are styled to the hilt, that you are the height of fashion, and that your goal is to be the best dressed woman in the room. Always better to be slightly overdressed as a title holder than ever be even the least bit underdressed.
You know, and I think that's a good rule of thumb. You know, whenever I'm talking to pageant contestants, I always tell them, when in doubt, overdress. It's never a mistake to be overdressed. You can always just cheerfully explain that you have a more formal appearance right after this event. But if you're underdressed, people are just disappointed, aren't they?
People are underwhelmed if you're underdressed.
Yes. So let's talk specifics. So let's pretend that a pageant contestant is participating in a walk or a run or one of those charity events that's kind of an athletic event, because a lot of contestants participate in those. If they're just giving awards at this event, maybe they're, you know, handing the plaques or handing out the ribbons or the medals and posing with the title holders, what kind of attire is appropriate for that kind of event?
Those kinds of events where you are not actually participating in the walk, the race, or the run, it is always best to wear something slightly better than Sunday best. In my opinion, a title holder should always be in a dress. It should always be something fun, flirty, cute, and trendy. But unless you are actually putting on your jogging shoes and heading off with the runners, never, 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 never show up dressed as though you are a participant. Unless the organizer of the event specifically requests that, show up as though you are a state, local, or national level title holder dressed to the part. And those kinds of elite contestants do not wear shorts, jeans, or sweats to any event.
Right. I totally agree with that. But, you know, a lot of times contestants ask me this question and tell me what your thoughts are. When is it appropriate and not appropriate to wear jeans?
I don't think it's ever appropriate to wear jeans. As you said earlier, I was a national level title holder. for a year, and the only event to which I wore jeans in the entire year was an event where the sponsoring group actually asked that I wear a specific outfit, and it did in fact include jeans. But other than that, never. It's just far too casual. And again, like I said, we have to remember we're representing not only ourselves and our title, but the organization that we're promoting for the year. And I very seriously doubt that any of us would show up to our everyday career, say we work at a bank or we work at a school, in a pair of blue jeans. It's just far too casual. And the same rule holds true when you're representing an organization as a title holder. It's just not an appropriate look. And there are good, fun, and casual looks that are equally appropriate where you're not going to be overdressed and you're not going to look like you're trying to show everybody at the event up, but you're also not going to be, you're not going to appear too common or too normal or too average. As a title holder, you are one step above. People expect when you're wearing a crown and a banner, for there to be something special about you, something unique about you. And I just don't personally feel that wearing jeans and a t-shirt conveys that.
So, for example, you know, what would be a good substitute for jeans? Could I wear a nice dress pant? Should it be a skirt or some type of dress? What specifically should I wear to an event that I was maybe thinking of jeans for?
Right. And, of course, that has a lot to do with your own personal style. And we talk a lot about, you know, personal styling, creating your own personal look. But and like you said, a nice dress pant, a fun, flirty little dress, something very, very trendy, something cute. We all know ways to do casual that don't include blue jeans.
Right. And let me just make a point here that Lane kind of brought up in that response. There is a difference, ladies, moms, pageant people. There is a difference between someone who owns a pageant boutique and sells clothing and a pageant stylist. Just like there's a difference between people who own regular boutiques and clothing stores and celebrity stylists that we see, you know, dressing the stars. A stylist is completely different than someone who is a salesperson. And obviously our pageant boutiques are chocked with fabulous salespeople and we love them all, but they may not know how to style you, for example, for your entire image and image development for your pageant. Now let's talk about evening, you know, kind of after five appearances, Lane. What type of outfits are appropriate for that? I know that in the pageant industry, you know, 5 to 6 years ago, we were still seeing the what we might call a cocktail suit, a beautiful silk suit with a lot of sheen and the rhinestone buttons. Is that still of the moment or currently fashionable, or what is appropriate for after five?
Well, it all depends. Much of it depends upon the age level at which you're competing, the age level at which you're representing. For our teen contestants, great little cocktail dresses. We have such a wonderful variety these days. Fun, flirty, trendy things that aren't stodgy or, you know, buttoned up at all. For your Miss level contestants, again, look of the moment. Our MAO system specifically is really trying to get young women to express themselves in a young, hip, trendy fashion. Young, hip, trendy women no more than 24 years of age are not going to wear a dinner suit to a cocktail event. They're just not. So
right.
Something age appropriate. For your Mrs. contestant, so much of that again, Valerie, we're going to get into personal branding, personal styling, what is my own personal look. For a contestant who is more comfortable in a lovely knit rhinestone button cocktail suit, by all means. But for those of us who are slightly more fashion forward, who want to be a little trendier, a little more hip, those great new cocktail looks are completely appropriate for them as well. You are probably at an evening event, a cocktail event, going to be asked to wear your crown and banner. So always dress in a fashion that accentuates what you have on top of your head.
Are there any rules that you should follow about when it's appropriate to wear just your sash, when it's appropriate to wear both? Do I carry my crown and just use it for photos? What are kind of the rules about wearing crown and sash?
The easiest way to really always know that you're doing the right thing, the proper thing, is simply to ask the individual for which you're making the appearance. It's very rare that you're showing up to an event without the organizers of the event knowing that you're coming or having invited you to attend. So when they extend the invitation, it's just so very easy to say, would you prefer that I wear my full regalia or only in part? What do you prefer? But if you fail to ask or you don't have the opportunity to ask, my rule of thumb is for daytime events, events that are occurring before 5 o'clock, wear only your banner and carry your crown with you so that you can put it on for photos or if people want to see it or if you get there and the organizer looks at you and says, where's your crown? You can put it on. And for events that are occurring after 5 o'clock, it's completely appropriate to wear the crown.
And is it appropriate to wear your crown to attend or to judge a pageant?
Well, it depends. If you are a national title holder for a system and you've been asked to come and judge that pageant, absolutely. I would expect to see, you know, let's just say Mrs. International is judging a Mrs. International preliminary pageant. I would expect to see her sitting and judging wearing her crown. However, if you are a title holder for a different system, absolutely not. If you're state-level title holder judging a state-level pageant, absolutely not. Only in the instance where you are, in fact, a national-level title holder should you wear your crown at any phase of competition, and then, in my opinion, only to judge the actual finals night evening part of the competition.
Right, and kind of the general rule of thumb I think of for that is to remember that, you know, if you're attending a pageant in the audience and you're wearing your crown, that's disrespectful to the title holders at the event. That's disrespectful
exactly.
to the outgoing queen and the queen who's going to be crowned. They should be the only two, excluding, of course, a national title contestant who's judging. The outgoing queen and the incoming queen should be the only two. It's just a courtesy that we as sister title holders and pageant contestants extend to the other ladies in the pageant community who are competing. So I think that's great. One of the questions that people often have is, you know, what do I wear to an event that's not cocktail but isn't a casual day wear too? And that's really kind of that in-between thing that maybe is happening. Perhaps it's a dinner with the Chamber of Commerce, and cocktail would be so clearly overdressed, but day attire would be underdressed. How do you manage through that kind of murky situation?
That's always difficult, isn't it? Those are the appearances that are the hardest and that I hate the most, because it is difficult to style anyone for those. Again, a good rule of thumb is if you would wear it to an evening wedding, it is often appropriate for those types of events as well. Obviously, we know the rules for an evening wedding. We're never going to upstage the bride or even the bridesmaids, but we're going to dress a little more formally than we would for Sunday morning. So there are cocktail options out there that are not what we typically think of as cocktail dresses.
Right. They're not full glitz.
They're not full glitz. They're a jersey. They're a chiffon. They still fit the body beautifully, but you're not sparkling from head to toe. That is a really, really nice appropriate look for that difficult, most difficult, I think, of appearance situations. So just remember, if you'd wear it to an evening wedding, you can put it on for your evening event that's not cocktail.
You know, that's always great advice. And again, you know, for those of you who are listening, if you are not following Lane Berry as a pageant stylist, I just don't know what to say for you. She is clearly a leading pageant stylist in the pageant community. And, you know, she's not running around tooting her horn, so I'm going to do it for her. She's been dressing elite contestants all over the country. She's dressing many of my elite contestants who are winning and loving their wardrobe, which is almost more important. Before we let you go, Lane, because I know you've got an afternoon booked of clients, can you give us the must-haves for every pageant girl's wardrobe, whether it's shoes or basic skirts or a basic dress? What are some of the must-haves that every pageant girl should have so she can be ready for an impromptu pageant appearance?
Just like in real life, you have to have some basics. A good, basic, solid color cocktail dress is a must-have that is easily transformable with a wide variety of shoes and accessories. So keep your things that you're going to actually be putting on your body basic and simple if possible, and then get yourself a fabulous array of different shoes that go from daytime to evening, and you can really transform some very basic, simple pieces into a number of different looks. The same rules that we use to apply to our everyday wardrobes, trying to use basic pieces for, you know, the office and for casual, for weekend and day and evening, those apply to pageantry as well.
Well, great advice. We really appreciate, you know, you taking your time to visit us. And again, her website is royal-we.com. And thanks again for being with us, Lane.
Thank you for having me, Valerie. It was a pleasure as ever.
Well, it's always fun to talk wardrobe, but it's already time for a short break, and we're going to talk hair and makeup next in the show. So stay tuned, because I'll be right back with Jen Green of Sin Pretty Hair, and I know that you won't want to miss it. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At PageantRetouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet.